Max and Rooster's Castle Adventure. In the heart of a serene kingdom, there stood a grand castle adorned with towers that reached towards the sky. This was the home of Princess Annalise, a kind and generous ruler adored by all her subjects. The castle bustled with harmony and laughter, and among those who lived there was Max, a vivacious Jack Russell Terrier with a coat as unique as a patchwork quilt. His ears, behind, tail, back, and the left side of his face sported splotches of brown, while his belly, jaw, legs, and the right side of his face shone brightly in white. Max wasn't just any ordinary pup. He had the magical ability to talk. His words were filled with wisdom and cheer, much to the delight of the castle's residents. He spent his days exploring the vast halls and lush gardens that the castle grounds boasted, always under the watchful eye of his dear friend, Rooster. Rooster was no common sheepdog. With his thick, shaggy coat and wise eyes, he was a Welsh sheepdog, known for his bravery and loyalty. One crisp twilight evening, a howl. Melody wafted through the air, hinting at the presence of unexpected visitors. These were the wolves, a quartet of Slavic English-speaking black wolves with gleaming coats and sharp eyes. They were known far and wide for their extreme loyalty to their elusive owner, Preminger. The wolves approached the castle with a sense of purpose, their padded feet silent upon the cool earth. Max, ever curious, struck up a conversation with them in their unique tongue. But Rooster, sensing a flicker of unease, stood close by. He knew that the wolves, despite their elegance, were not to be underestimated. "Ah, travelers, what brings you to our grand castle?" inquired Max with his tail wagging inquisitively. The leader of the wolves, with a deep, refined voice, replied, "We have heard tales of your wisdom, little one. Our master seeks an audience with the princess, but only through words as clever as yours." Max glanced at Rooster, who nodded subtly. Understanding the situation demanded caution, he agreed to guide them with one condition, that they would respect the peace of the kingdom. The wolves agreed, and with Rooster by his side, Max guided them through the grand hallways adorned with tapestries and shimmering chandeliers. Upon meeting Princess Annalise, the wolves presented their request with such grace that she granted Preminger an audience. All thanks to Max's articulate mediation and Rooster's steadfast protection, the castle remained a safe haven of unity and dialogue, where even the wild found respect and understanding. The wolves left with a new appreciation for the kingdom's warmth, and Max, with his distinctive fur and gift of gab, as well as Rooster, the noble guardian, were hailed as heroes. Governed by wisdom and shielded by loyalty, the castle continued to thrive, a beacon of harmony, where every creature, regal or wild, could find sanctuary and voice.